the very extraordinariness of surgery is on display. And I also think that as art is supposed to show us things in every sense that we've never seen before, Max Aguilera-Helwig's photography of surgery does that in a very literal way. He had been a successful photojournalist for a decade when, about a decade ago, he was assigned to photograph a neurosurgeon at Stanford and went, as part of that job, into an operating room for the first time to photograph the surgeon as she was operating on a man's spinal column.
She had him up in an apparatus that was something like a C-clamp on his skull, and he was hanging from a hook such that he was stretched out vertically. And she was operating at eye level, standing. And I was busy photographing her hands, and at a certain moment she stepped aside and said, "Here, take a picture of this." And there, an arm's distance length away, was the exposed spinal cord. And it was like going to the moon for me. And I started talking my way into operations on the pretense of doing this book, that the Sacred Heart, which I originally had no intentions of doing. It was too large of a project to consider, but I had to experience that feeling of awe over and over again.
Now, surgical operations, having been the subject of a couple but never witnessing one, must be very active, even occasionally manic exercises, but your pictures of these various operations of every description have an extraordinary stillness. Was that an intentional thing you were going after?
Well, actually, to describe surgery as being manic and in that way, it really isn't. It's very methodical. And it's very detailed. And the surgeons are working at a level that I can't even see because they, in a lot of cases, they're using microscopic lenses. And, when I was a younger photographer, I thought, I would really like to do something new and original, but I thought there's no way I'm going to think my way into that. So I just put that aside. And what I think happened is I stumbled across it because I don't think these pictures have been taken before.
How do your friends who are photographers and artists and even critics react? Is there a...
There is such a wide range of reactions, and to me, I've come to look at it something like a Rorschach test, that looking at these pictures has a lot more, and your responses has a lot more to do with you than it does with me. And I just take the pictures that are there. And what's going on in the operation. And so it's amazing. I've had photographers who have responded like idiots, who've said, "Oh, these are gross," where in fact, to me, these are real people. And these are procedures that have enhanced their lives and in some cases, gave them a longer life.
3 years ago, I believe, you decided after this extraordinarily successful career in photography, capped by the production of these amazing images and the collection of them, Sacred Heart, to change careers.
Actually, from that very first day I walked into the operating room, I knew I wanted to be involved in medicine the rest of my life. That this was ground zero, that if I wanted to ask the question, who am I, why am I here, where am I going, this was the place to be. And back in 1995, having never gone to college, I began an undergraduate education at Columbia in New York. And I just began first-year medical school at Tulane University here in New Orleans this August.
Have you been able to sort of maintain any glimmer, any bit of that first extraordinary sense of walking into the operating room in the 1990?
Well, I guess it's what, keeps me going on a certain level. But what was awe and what might have been mysterious on kind of a artistic or spiritual kind of, questions or existential kind of questions I was presented with in the beginning rapidly became medical questions. Mm-hmm. And became specific to the specific patients I was photographing. And I became filled with medical and scientific questions that had to be answered. And, another part of the whole equation that led me into this is that to me, art isn't just what you're doing, on a two-dimensional piece of paper, but it's what you do with your life. And a lot of people say to me now, Max, how can you give up photography? Oh, you're such a great photographer, da, 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 da. And I'm like, to me, I feel like I'm pushing photography to the limits and I'm pushing art to the limits. I'm becoming my subject.
Now that you look at the photographs that you made of surgical procedures and operations 5 years ago, 10 years ago, with the eyes of a doctor in the making, do you see them differently?
Gosh, you know, what's interesting right now is that I'm in the midst of Gross Anatomy in my first year, first semester of medical school. And we're seeing the bodies splayed out of the cadavers. And it's interesting for me to hear the responses of my classmates. You know, they're seeing this stuff for the first time. But like yesterday, there was a cyst that was discovered on the side of a man's knee joint. And there was a pool of serous fluid nearby. And one of the students said, oh, I want to put my finger in there and feel that fluid. And a bunch of other students went, ooh, ah. And I said, well, I'm going to put my finger in there, too. I mean, we are in medical school.
Are you studying to be a surgeon?
You know, I'm in first year medical school, and every time I get introduced to something, now that's what I want to do. And I've wanted to be a liver transplant surgeon, do pediatric intensive care, and now I want to become an emergency room doctor because I got to go on an ambulance ride a couple weeks ago, and it was very exciting. And so now I'm thinking about emergency medicine, and so we'll see what happens.
Are you still taking pictures?
No, you know, I say to people at school, it's like a first-year medical student has inhabited my body. And the person who was a photographer, it's like somebody else. You know, I have a room set aside with all my pictures, and I look through them sometimes, and it's all, you know, I don't know, they look like family snapshots or something, or another life, many other lifetimes ago. And, you know, day to day now, you know, I'm studying histology and embryology and anatomy, and that's my reality, and I don't quite relate to the photographer person anymore.
Do you feel, though, a continuity with some basic artistic approach to life, artistic sensibility, that you're simply engaged in the world through a different set of tools?
Exactly. I mean, I just don't separate, you know, art, medicine, life. It's all a continuum, and one's not more in some kind of, white tower or whatever, hidden away in some exclusive way that we can only understand on an intellectual basis. It's real, and it's a part of us, and the pictures were done, you know, at their very, you know, at the most altruistic purpose, so people could see, oh, wow, this is the body. This is me. And none of us know what our body is. And maybe, hopefully, get rid of some of the fears they have over illness and death, and maybe can live more enriched lives. It's my feeling that if art isn't just what you put down on a two-dimensional piece of paper or a sculpture, it's what you do with your life.
Max Aguilera Helwig's book is called The Sacred Heart, An Atlas of the Body Seen Through Invasive Surgery.